Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
Right, Rubes, do you remember these?
Yeah.
Okay, off you go.
How do you find out the results?
Well, the results get told to me in my ear by my producer, Sid, just before I say it. So I say, the next person is, and I wait, and he tells me, and then I tell them and the nation.
Do you believe him?
Yeah. It's the truth.
Right, question number two.
How do you know what to wear on the telly?
Well, that's a very good question, and we're in the right vicinity. See that gentleman over there? His name is Tom, Tom Stubbs, and Tom Stubbs is my stylist. Hello, say hello, Tom.
Hello there.
And me and Tom, we sit down and we go out and we pick some suits, and then we come in and we road test them and take them on camera, and then we decide what to wear just before.
Oh.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the question's being around. Sorry, am I getting boring now? Right, question number three.
Who chooses the songs they all sing?
Who chooses the songs?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit of a combination, really, because the contestants will have some ideas and they'll sit down with their judges and they'll have some ideas and Simon will have some ideas. So they'll all sit down and they, you know, they decide on what the, or Simon decides what the theme is. And then they have to decide during the week.
Oh. Question number four, Rich, you're doing very well.
Yeah, you are.
You've got him now. Go,
I think I'm in the corner.
Go for the kill. Get the tears.
He's ready.
Who is your favourite?
Oh no! And you should do this!
The gut punch!
Oh, well, I didn't see this coming.
Well played, well played.
What are you doing to me? It was all going so well and then. Oh, well, Ruth.
It's one nobody knows.
Sledgehammer, what? It's nobody knows.
Yeah.
That's right, it's a good question because we don't know who
no one knows.
His favourite.
Well, I don't really. I can't have a favourite because, I've got to sort of be impartial as the host. But I think week on week, it looks like Matt and Rebecca seem to be the people that everyone else seems to be saying they keep doing standout performances. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or am I not answering your question? Am I ducking it? Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Rube. Oh, Rubes. Okay.
What?
Question
this
number
is a savaging.
Question number five.
Who would you love to come and sing on X Factor?
Who would I like to... Sorry, it's my phone. It's very unprofessional. Who would I like to come and sing on X Factor?
Yeah.
Well, my favourite singer of all time is Bruce Springsteen.
If you were on the X Factor,
yeah,
what song would you sing?
Oh, God, this is like... Are you John Humphreys in disguise? This is extraordinary. What are you doing to me? This is Paxman-esque. Well, Rubes, I reckon I might sing a Springsteen song, so maybe Dancing in the Dark or something old school like that. Yeah, why is that funny? That's not funny. And then... or I might do a Pogues number, perhaps, or maybe an old Sinatra number.
Oh, two more, doing very well. This is the big one. I think Dermot might cry. No looking at these, Dermot. Dermot's cheating, Ruby.
Oh, when you say I'm going to cry,
oh.
I need to know. I need to know what's going on. Oh, no.
The questions are gone.
I'm not looking at Ruby.
Right. Okay, go on then, Ruby.
Have you written to Father Christmas telling him what you want for Christmas?
Have I written to Father Christmas to tell him what I want for Christmas? No, I think I need to, don't I? What do I want for Christmas?
Well, he doesn't need any suits. There's about 30 over there.
Tell you what I could do with, a good food processor. Can Father for Christmas get me one of those? That's what I need, Rubes.
Right,
no!
You got his last question.
Who do you think will win?
Who do I think will win?
Yeah.
Ruby, what are you doing to me? This is
always end on the big one, Rubes, into the
ass. As bad as this. Contentious favourite question you asked me earlier on, which I've successfully tried to dodge, but now I'm really up against it. Who do I think will win? Well, all I'll say is this. It's been such a shock so far this year. I mean, you're here tonight, and Paige went out tonight, which is a big shock, and I thought, you know, for sure, and Paige should be in the bottom two. So I think most people would assume Wagner would have gone by now, but he's still here, so we just don't know, do we?
Thank you very much.
This is Dermot O'Leary signing out for both Christian O'Connell's breakfast show and is it
Monday News at school? Is it called Monday News?
School news.
What's it called?
English.
Oh.
And English.
I know, it's a turn on me. Turn on Dermot, not me.
Wow. Savaging her own producer. Oh.